Tell me what you understand by the number of ruin.
Master Imus sat back and shrugged.
It is an impossible number, an abomination. It is a notation of filthy power. Numbers own power, you see. My father raised me to respect 3 and 7, 13, and the triple sixes, the primes, the constants. But the number of ruin, that is the number of...
Of
the war.
Imus looked to one side and then the other, as if in fear of being overheard. The officer nodded his head.
So Hapshant has taught me. Can you show me the number? Can you write it down?
Are you mad?
This room is warded, and I am armed. Can you show me the number?
Master Imus took a data slate from his robe pocket. It was battered and worn from use. He activated it and entered a series of digits into the display.
There are the accounts.
He paused before handing the slate over.
I have selected the key section. Please be careful.
The officer held out his hand.
Show it to me, please, sir.
Master Imus hesitated.
What did you say your name was, young man?
Eisenhorn. Interrogator Eisenhorn of the Emperor's Holy Ordos. Why?
Please be careful with this, Interrogator Eisenhorn.
Master Imus handed the old data slate to the officer. The officer looked at the screen with a slight frown. The guilt's clock stopped ticking. A strange silence filled the room. The officer began to say, and caught fire. Blue flames, as hot as a burner torch, consumed his skin and roasted the flesh off his bones until nothing remained except dripping, blackened meat and a charred skull wrenched into a rictus by heat-tightened sinews. The data slate dropped onto the desk from a smoking skeletal hand with a thump. The officer's clothing was untouched. The flames guttered out, and the scorched corpse slumped forward with a crack of dry ligaments. Imus got up and backed away. His eyes were wide. He fought back a terrible desire to urinate.
Someone! Someone! Anyone! Help me!
Imus reached the door and tried to open it, but it was locked. He knocked on it, gingerly, as if hoping someone on the other side might open it without being put to too much trouble. A hand took his arm.
Please sit down, Master Imus.
Master Imus started rather badly and recoiled with such surprise he banged his elbows and the back of his head against the door. The officer, who was not burned in any way, was standing in front of him.